Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Our diners tonight at the Transformation Cafe. Woo-hoo! Thank you so much for joining us. If you're a new person checking us out, we really appreciate that. I am Robin Misevich, one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe, and we invite anyone and everyone on a regular basis to come on up and scoot up to the table and join us in some very light spiritual conversations with from looking at all the different things that are happening on the planet, which is a lot is going on this planet. My gosh. So we have one of our regulars, Mr. Jamie, is sitting up here. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie is most excellent. This is Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle, Washington, the heart of the great Northwest. I'm a friend of Robin's from high school, and I'm a tattoo artist by trade. I have a shop up here in Seattle. It's called Chromome Tattoo, and we've been up here about 15 years, and I like to I think I help people with their psychic armor.
Their psychic armor, beautifying
armor.
Themselves and just wearing it out on the skin. I'm wearing my message on the skin. There you go. That's all good. And again, I'm Robin Misevich. I'm calling from Riverside, California. And one of my things I love to do is be and hang around flowers. I have a flower shop called Flowers for You. So anybody in the Inland Empire needs some flowers, go ahead and look us up online at flowers4u.com. So tonight, we're waiting for a couple more people. We might have a couple more people coming in. They might be waiting to get valeted or something with this restaurant of ours. Sometimes it takes a little while for people to show up, but that's okay. I wanted to give an update. We had a guest chef the other night. Dolores Fazzino had been on, and if you guys want to go back and check on that show, that was on May 15th of this year. It was a really wonderful show. Doris is a surgical intuitive, which means she goes into surgery situations. She's a full nurse, medically trained, but she also has a very high level of intuition when it comes to being in the surgical situations. And her doctors know that if she starts suggesting things, they could slow down a little bit and take a look at the situation and maybe make a different kind of choice or situation to make sure that the patient's getting the best possible care. And sometimes things happen in surgery that they aren't necessarily expecting. So she was talking about that a little bit. And one thing that Dolores offers is the third week of third Saturday of every month, she opens her home and has a wonderful group healing. And a couple weeks ago, I went down and actually experienced that with one of our diners, Miss Kathy Elliott. And I also invited one of my daughters to come down and have a private session with Miss Dolores. And I just have to say that since my daughter had her private session, she'd had some physical issues that are very much receded, not necessarily totally disappeared, but she's definitely coming from a different perspective. One thing I wanted to share was she's very sensitive to environment and very sensitive to people's emotions. And since when she first came out from having the session, I mean, she literally had a glow on her face I've never seen in my life. And she shared with me that she really felt like she'd had an angelic experience. A lot of angels and things surrounding her and just sending a lot of love and light to her. And she actually felt like she was being gently worked on. And she came from this place of feeling very like almost of a fight flight kind of thing before she had her session. And when she came out, she felt very clean, very clear, and very settled and calm within her body. And I actually asked her, because it had been last Saturday, I asked her, I said, well, it's been a week, where you are now? And she had said that with her session with Dolores that, she's had two or three situations where she could feel unsettled, and she feels like she's just handling them from a totally different perspective. So I would definitely just say that very happy with the situation and what had happened to her, and very promising for having something like that. So if anyone's interested in Dolores, or you want to go ahead back into the archives and check out, again, that was May 15th for the show. And also because of what had happened with Dolores, I have invited her to come to Riverside, California, and at Flowers for You on June 30th, we're going to be having one of her healing circles. So very excited about that. We're going to have to limit it to about 20 people. So first come, first serve, and that kind of thing. So if anybody's interested in something like that, you can go ahead and call our phone numbers with the flower shop, and that number is going to be 951-689-2711 to go ahead and get involved in the that healing circle. And again, the number is 951-941-7634 for another contact number. So just really, really good things happening with that. So I had come across a story, Mr. Jamie, I wanted to share with you, and I thought we could have a little discussion about this thing. So there's this young man. His name was Addison Logan, and he made a shocking discovery after buying an old Polaroid camera at a garage sale. The article says that when he was 13 years old, he opened the camera, and there was a developed picture still in the film cartridge. Addison bought the camera for only a dollar because he thought it just looked really cool. When Addison showed the picture to his grandmother, Lois, Lois was dumbfounded because she said the picture was of Scott Logan, which was his uncle, and he had passed away 23 years before that in a car accident. The picture was of his uncle Scott and also at that time his girlfriend, her name was Susan, and it was believed that the camera once belonged to Susan. So Lois initially thought that the home of the garage sale had initially been belonging to the girlfriend, but that wasn't necessarily the case. So there's kind of the mystery of how that camera got there to begin with, which is to me a kind of like divine intervention. So the Logan family is very pleased to be sharing this long lost photograph of a family member that they had, you know, lost with the accident, and that Addison is now has that picture of his late uncle displayed on his dresser because he doesn't plan on using the camera for any other pictures. I just thought that was a really cool story.
If you could find film for the camera as well, I think that would. You know,
just really, you know, Polaroids are kind of actually popular because it's almost like that whole retro thing, you know.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, that's about it. You know, you could take a picture on a phone and then have an app that'll make it look like an old photo from Polaroid.
Well, and then you can put somebody in your picture. I mean, you know, nowadays
right.
You can just do just about anything with anything, you know.
A lot of the things is they don't make film for that stuff anymore, and if they do, it's really expensive.
Really expensive, yeah, because it's one
right.
of those real custom places. So, but, you know, I can't help but think that on some level his uncle was reaching out from the beyond kind
of
thing.
Of course. There was
because, I mean, it wasn't a house.
Serendipitous
experience.
That,
it was like
he
now
happened to come in possession of that, and then for that to be like one step of one degree of separation almost. Or
well, you know, and they've even because it used to be where they used to have 6 degrees, and they're saying that mm-hmm. that's actually speeded up quite a bit. Yeah, it used
right.
to be like
about
four and
that,
a half, and now you're saying it's like, you know, maybe it could be like one and a half.
Or, you know,
really
at least two.
Mm-hmm.
2 degrees
mm-hmm.
of separation, maybe. I don't know.
You could, like, make the new updated version 2 degrees against the separation, so that's pretty
well,
cool.
And you know, speaking about cameras, and I used to take quite a few photos, and that was with film. And as a photographer then, with film, you had a finite amount of on a roll. So you
mm-hmm.
had to be very, very judicious about what you took photos of. You know, you don't want to waste all your film. Nowadays,
mm-hmm.
you can take 300 photos and edit inside your camera and look at one, and if you don't like it, you just erase it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite as far as technologically, that's come quite a big step. You know. And so
well,
much from the fact that Kodak now has gone out of business
mm-hmm.
after 180 some years.
When you can take a picture with your phone, I mean, you know.
It is so much more convenient, and then you could just take that and plug it into your computer and then you can have a digital print, you know, from a, mm-hmm. a inkjet. You don't even have to mess with chemicals or anything.
Okay, so you took pictures. You've been taking, yeah, because that's one thing I've known about you. You were taking pictures in high school, right, when we knew each other?
Oh, yes, I took,
yeah.
Yes, I
did
was
you
quite
took,
involved.
You took the photo lab and all that stuff? You actually did
of course,
your own pictures?
Yeah.
Okay, because yeah, I remember that. Where
well, we
did
used
you ever
to,
have,
go ahead.
I was going to say, did you ever have pictures where there were things in the picture that surprised you, like maybe... like, you know, have you seen pictures of orbs and stuff like that where the people are talking about just these lights or something that show up in
you
a
know,
picture and people don't know why?
I wouldn't say I was aware of that kind of thing when I was doing that kind of photography back then. Although
mm-hmm.
it would lend itself for that kind of, you never know with the negatives and then. If you don't even look hard enough, there is stuff that you probably, it's right there and you won't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and then I think about if when this, because it's almost like with the supernatural and taking pictures of stuff or having things captured by a camera, to me, because it's digital, it just makes it just a different kind of, I want to say impression, but it's almost twofold, you know, when I say impression, because
right.
There's just such a thing that, you know, when you're personally developing something, there's so many things that can happen within that time period of, you know, between, you know, the time and the chemicals and the lighting and everything else that can happen, because you could mess with something and put something in, depending on what you're doing with it, or even just the basic processing,
well,
sometimes things don't get developed properly,
course,
kind of thing.
That makes it easier to take photos and to call yourself a photographer. Although, that is definitely technology, that's great, but I think that there was quite a skill involved with just using film and going through the whole process and printing and there was a lot of things that could go wrong. Although
mm-hmm.
however, the digital thing is kind of foolproof that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you
well,
could even the camera of somebody's phone camera, it'd probably be a lot better than some of the cameras that we had back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. It's just this small little thing. It's just amazing what, you know, technology and all that stuff has done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like looking at things that are taken nowadays when it comes to sense of, you know, orbs or, you know, lights, things like that that happen around a person and things like that. And just the possibility of having it to where something could be messed with. And, you know, we've got Photoshop and stuff like that. But when you automatically look at something, you know, that hasn't been, you know, manipulated
on any level,
much more amazing.
There is a great tradition of doctoring photos that go way back for as far as paranormal stuff go, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a, you know, the famous one is like one of the ones that it's the guy who took a photo of Mary Todd Lincoln, and there was President Lincoln in the background, kind of a very ghostly. That's kind of a famous one. But
oh,
that
my
was,
God. I
totally
hadn't even heard about
up.
That.
Yeah.
So how long after he had passed was he in the picture?
I mean, it was made up to be kind of that, and that kind of like, oh my gosh, look, and then like I think the kid was in there too, the one that had died as well. But and then you have those fairy photos that came from England that were kind of fake, but everybody thought they were real. But
mm-hmm.
the one who's in an Arden.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the photographer's name. You know the photographer's name, honey? In any event, there's a great tradition of trying to but then you have the photos that you can't explain. And those are the real famous ones, you know. As with any type of a film of apparitions, you know, that can't be explained, or there's no natural explanation for it.
Well, yeah, it's just like even okay, from going from ghosts and orbs to UFOs and things like that. I mean,
right.
Some of the pictures that people have taken, and they're like, oh no, that was fake, you know. And they're like, going, well, okay, let's look at the rest of the picture. you know, especially when stuff was taken by a Polaroid or taken by, right. you know, whatever on some of this stuff. It's like, it is what it was. I mean, you know, you can't really fake a Polaroid. That's one thing that's kind of cool about Polaroids. It's like once it was shot and developed, that was it. You know, you're not going to go back and, you know, manipulate that picture. That's one of the hardest things I think probably to manipulate would be in like a Polaroid or something like that.
Back then it was done more photographically. Now it's done digitally, and you can, there's no, sometimes you can't tell what's real and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is mm-hmm. fortunate and unfortunate, but then, you know, that's technology.
Yeah. So I watched, I went to go see Men in Black 3.
Oh.
Yesterday. So it's kind of, this is just kind of a perfect conversation to go into when it comes to image and looking at something and thinking you're seeing one thing and you're actually seeing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the Men in Black situation, you know.
Did you like it?
I did. I liked it a lot. And I'm familiar with all of the movies, and the script was really well written, and it's a full circle of the characters and just knowing them and caring about them in just a different way. The relationship really changes by the end of the movie, but you know, you don't want to give it away.
The same director and some of the same actors as well, right?
Yeah, they pretty much have pretty much everybody back. Yeah, everybody's
now,
back.
I liked the first one. The second one, I wasn't too thrilled, but I watched it, and I haven't seen the last one, so.
I would highly recommend people go and check it out. There's
right.
a lot of what I thought was really interesting is one of the elements to the movie. I don't think I'll give it away by saying it. Anyway,
I've seen enough of the previews, so I know what's
the trailers. Okay, so in the trailer, you know, you see this guy, and he's one of these kind of guys that just can't be imprisoned, and he winds up getting imprisoned, and he's on this in this jail that's basically been put on the moon. Okay. And that's by Kay. Kay was the one who wound up putting him in there. Well, you know, one thing leads to another, and guess what? He's back to try to destroy the world. And Kay had, we find out through the storyline that he'd been gifted by another alien with this little medallion that was put into space, would put this protective force field around the planet that would protect the world from this one particular alien race who wanted to take it over and destroy the world. And what's interesting about that is, not even like 24 hours before that, I was interested in, there's this guy, his name is Gregory Hogue, and he's been a studier of different kinds of mathematics pretty much for the last 30, 40 years, and he's really into sacred geometry. And he has a pendant that has different geometric symbols and stuff on it, and the pendant looks almost exactly like what they used to put this supposed force field around the planet.
Hmm.
And when I saw that, I was like, oh, shut the door. I mean, I literally, my mouth dropped open when I saw that thing because I was like, oh, that looks just like this medallion thing that, you know, Gregory does, you know, for helping people to, you know, be connected to certain, you know, geometric shapes kind of thing. I was like, oh, my goodness.
It totally
surprised me. I was like, wow, what's with that, you know?
Some prop guy decided he saw or read something about that, so he said, hey, let's make it like this.
I guess,
you
or, you know. You just have to kind of wonder about that. And, you know, if you watch Face Off and some of these other makeup shows and things like that, just the level of artistry and creativity for some of these aliens look and things like that, just amazing. I mean,
right.
just amazing. Yeah. The level of craftsmanship and just creativity for some of these aliens and stuff like that was just wonderful. Just really, really marvelous, you know. I mean, it's one of those movies you want to watch it again because it's like the first time you're really kind of watching a story. You know, the second
right.
thing and the third time you're going back and watching the creativity and the artistry and just the skills of everybody who was involved with the project. So, you know, it's a good movie. Yeah, it was really – I've had two or three people that have seen it. We wound up having discussions about it. You know, we all agreed that it was, you know, really – brought it back to where you felt like you, because one of the guys I talked to, he said that about the second one. He was like, I don't know, I kind of felt like I wasted my money with the second one because it wasn't what I It wasn't like the third, first one. But, you know, you get so jaded when you see the first one because it's new and it's the whole concept and it's just starting to tell a story kind of a thing. So, you know, to have it go to another level, it's just really, really cool. So, anyway. So, what movies have you seen lately? Have you seen any movies?
I think we saw The Avengers, and that was about it.
What did you think of The Avengers? I mean, you know, it's from a guy's perspective. I think I, like every guy goes, yeah, that's the ultimate good movie.
It was pretty good. There was a couple of funny little bits that I thought were really funny. And overall, yeah, the movie was pretty good, sure. I'm a comic book person, sure.
Had you been familiar with all the superheroes? Because they, you know, we had two Iron Mans and we had Captain America, you know, we wound up having a Hulk movie. Did you see all the rest of those movies to kind of bring it up to the current storyline, or you
basically just
saw the Avengers?
We had some sort of tie-in, and then now it's kind of, this is what it was leading up to. So I can understand why it's such a popular movie.
Yeah, well, especially I think I felt really glad that I had seen Captain America because really with the storyline, it's got this cubed sphere of energy that's really important to the whole movie. And in Captain America, it really kind of introduces that in the Second World War and then having him come forward and all that with what he did. So, and, you know, if anybody's an Iron Man, you know, fan, you know, they're not going to be disappointed with him too. So between Iron Man and, I don't know, I like the way that the Hulk, they handled
and
the Captain America thing.
The way they portrayed the Hulk this time was a little closer to what I think the character should be. Not that, there was two previous movies with the Hulk, and I don't think either of them really captured him, I mean, as they should be, I guess. But they weren't really as popular either, if you look at all these movies about characters, you know, as well as there's some others that weren't as, didn't do as well, but they weren't tied in with the Avengers. Although I think that the superhero, I don't know how further they can go with, they'll just try to keep doing sequels, probably, like, you know, make a franchise. Style.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the franchise is alive and well and is available online. There you go.
Right.
I was thinking about that. You know, we've come to the place now where almost the smart shopper actually shops online before they go to a store.
Right.
It seems to be that way. Yeah.
What's more convenient?
It's more convenient on a certain level and, you know, just the level of overhead and stuff like that isn't as, you know, depending on the product, depending on what it is, but oftentimes, you know, there's less overhead involved with products, so people are just like, yeah, I'm going to get online, and, you know, go ahead and do that. So, I mean, you've got like, what is it, O.com and stuff like that. You can ship anything for $2.99. It could be a whole bedroom set, and you're getting it for $2.99.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's pretty, yeah, you know, stuff like that's going on. And then, what is it? It's Amazon. Amazon has a premier membership that you can do, and I think it's $39.95 or something like that for per year, and you wind up being able to watch all these TV and movies basically with that flat fee. So it's kind of similar to what's the other one that you get to do that with? I'm not thinking of their name. You know, you can go watch movies and TV and stuff like that for a flat fee.
Right.
So they just split their services and just charge their rates. Everybody was like, hey, wait a minute, because it's like a flat fee. I can't think of the name.
Amazon is based in this area as well as some of the...
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I've driven through there, and actually you can see... And it's kind of an old building, which is interesting.
Well, you know, they kind of... there used to be a centrally located in this older building that was on top of a hill where everybody could see them. But they moved to this newer area where they... are trying to develop it here in town, and they sure have dumped a lot of money into this area. It's kind of the biotech, and then Amazon has these big new offices, and which is kind of good for the area because it wasn't that much before, but now it's kind of made it their own there, so that's kind of good, I guess.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. And it's neat that they stayed in the area and didn't move it somewhere else, so they kept the jobs in the local area and stuff like that to help them, you know. They're hometown people. That's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. Yeah, I can remember when I went to visit Seattle, I was just like, hey, man, there's Amazon. Thought that was pretty cool. But So Kathy Elliott had joined that, and then she was so cute because she told me about she just started ordering the stuff because once you do that, you get free shipping.
Oh, right.
On anything, on like everything. Yeah, everything's like free shipping. So she decided one day that she needed to get a new ladder, so she ordered a ladder online and got it delivered for free.
Right.
You know, so it's stuff like that. I'm like, how smart is that? I mean, you know, trying to bring a ladder home in a four-door sedan, it's just not going to happen.
Right. Even
yeah, it's just not
going
to happen. So, you know, she just ordered it and then had him delivered to her door.
Well,
it like,
certainly
here,
is.
It's not tricky. There you go.
It certainly is convenient. Now, I don't know if it's necessarily good for competition, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think that's one reason why they're doing that, you know, between being able to handle your media levels and then having it to where, you know, on the consumer level, you're being able to order and shop online too. I like Amazon too, for just, you know, the stuff. Sometimes you can buy it used or whatever, and I like how they will, you know, have that now where you can get from other bookstores and stuff like that. So the mom and pop
right.
shops are still being able to benefit with that on a certain level with their inventory. So I really appreciate that too, because lots of times that's what I'll do is I'll just, you know, get a book from one of their mom-and-pop shops that's available. So that works out kind of nice. I don't know. So depending on the book, sometimes it's nice to have it lined in. You can tell what people have been looking at. You're like, hey, save me time.
Although I think the big thing now is e-books and Kindles where you don't have to lug
yeah,
your book around.
Exactly.
Do you have
and
one?
That, I do. I don't have a reader, but I have, you know, because of the stuff being online, you can totally
right.
do that kind of stuff. Yeah. So
sure.
I think we have Ms. Tony online. Hi, Tony.
Yep.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. We're in the last about 3 minutes of the show. So I was waiting for her to. She must have finally got her stuff laid so she could come in and join us at the cafe. Well, I'm glad she could join us at the cafe.
I thought it started at 9:30. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Well, I'm glad you came in early. You wait until 9:30. We wouldn't have been here. So one of the reasons we were going to be have Ms. Tony on the call tonight was Tony was going to talk a little bit about her Nana's wisdom. So if you want to give them a kind of just a couple minutes here, because that's about all we have left, and just being able to tell people about your Nana's wisdom.
Well, my plan for Nana's wisdom is to bring simplicity to a complicated world and
mm-hmm.
help people to kind of figure out easier way to do things.
Mhm.
So
that's
my plan, huh?
We were talking about, and then she's also planning on whether it's with the Transformation Cafe, or if she starts her own radio show. Just having maybe an opportunity for people to call in and have questions, and just kind of walk through some of the difficult situations that are going on with people in general. So that's one thing with the Nana's wisdom is bringing it out there for kind of just seeing how people feel about things and stepping into a lot of different Nanas. There's a lot of wonderful Nanas out there helping the world just be a better, kinder, hugged place, because sometimes just a hug is the best thing that you need for the day. So there you go. It's all good.
Right.
Some laughter, too.
Yeah. Yes, laughter and
well,
hugs.
Well, laughter is the number one thing.
Yes,
it is. It is the
you
best
know,
medicine.
One thing that's funny today when I was mentioning it to another friend of mine, you know what she wants me to have on there are knock-knock jokes. And,
oh, that's good.
For younger kids. She says they're impossible to find. I'm like, really?
Wow.
So it's kind of funny that things that come to you when you mention Nana Simple Wisdom, and
uh-huh.
I've noticed that their minds start going in a different way. And that's very
mm-hmm.
interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting. That's just reminding me, I was watching America's Got Talent last night, and there was a guy on there, and all he did was sing the old TV songs from like the 60s, the 50s and 60s. So he was singing Green Acres and The Love Boat and all these other songs, and the whole audience was going nuts because it was like stuff they didn't hear anymore. You know, they were like singing along with him. It was just like this big sing-along, and the guy had a really nice kind of crooner's voice, and here he was singing all these songs. So people are loving it.
You never know.
You never know. He might be the Vegas act that other people go to the show so they can sing all their favorites. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
You get down, go down memory lane there for a little bit. So that's all good. So is there a contact number or anything for people for Nana's Wisdom right now? You'd like them to be contacting you if they're interested in being on the show or participating as a Nana?
Well, I am putting together a group of people, and you know you're part of it. So they can always contact me through you for now.
Okay. So contact number for Miss Nana's Wisdom, if anybody's out there interested and it's like, ooh, I want to get in on that now, that number is going to be 951-689-2711. And, again, that's to get involved in the Nana Wisdom just from the get-go, you know, maybe participating in the radio show. And I know that Tony was also talking about wanting to get it with some written materials and some online stuff that's interactive.
Yeah.
So anybody who's feeling interested, go ahead and give us a call. So we are done, guys. You know, that was a quick half hour. So I want to thank Mr. Jamie for coming on as normal and being one of our regular diners. And this Tony, please come back next week if we can kind of extend our little conversation about Nana. I think that would be a wonderful conversation.
That will be
right.
Yeah. All right. You guys have a great week.
Time to think.
Right, exactly. So we'll see you guys next time here at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com. And checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.